So yesterday I asked a question if you needed any help with anything, and one of the things that came up was content and creating content and all of the things about content. So I thought I'd jump on quickly today and give you a few hints and tips on what I do when it comes to content and why I can schedule 3 months at a time. So when it comes to creating content, I want you to think about your Facebook page or a group, basically the same way. If you have a look at what happens in my group, how I have theme days, if you approach your page the same way, now you don't need to tell your audience that they've got theme days, but what you do is you set yourself a little planner. So you create a content planner. Now I do mine in Excel, and I basically go, Sunday used to be intuition exercises, that's about to change. You know, Monday was readings, Tuesday was tips, Wednesday was readings, Thursday was something else, Friday was readings, Saturday was just fun, right? And that's what you kind of do. You kind of decide what days do you want to allocate certain things. So you might always go tips on Tuesday, and you create one nice little piece in Canva, and then you just keep rolling out your tips on Tuesday. So what I did with mine is all my tips are in one spreadsheet and all on one tab, and then I put in the next column next to it the date that I've actually put it on my page. Now, because I also have Instagram and Facebook groups as well, I have tabs, like columns for each of those as well, and I put in there. Now, I don't put the same tip on my Facebook page as I put in the group as I put on Instagram at the same time. I spread them out. And the reason that I do that is so the content is different. Because if you don't have different content across the different areas, people go, oh, well, I don't need to be everywhere because it's all the same. So focus on creating content differently across different platforms, different areas in Facebook. Have yourself that content planner. So put all your tips in one spreadsheet, if that's what you like, or you can use Asana or Trello or whatever it is, whatever kind of platform that you feel comfortable with. I'm an Excel queen. I love Excel. That's the only place I'm going to live. So that's where I live. And I've got something like 40 or 50 tips in there. And what I realize is that I can create that content for 40 weeks on my Facebook page. Almost, because Facebook only let you do on your Facebook page 6 months in advance. So I can schedule Tuesdays for 6 months. And that becomes really quickly because it's copy and paste and attach the photo. So that then means that I'm done for Tuesdays for 6 months. So my Tuesdays now are done till December. So they're all finished till the end of the year. So that's what I do with my tips. And I just keep... You don't have to have new content. That's the other thing everyone keeps getting stuck on. You have to keep creating new content. You don't you don't have to keep creating new content. Yes, you need more than 3 pieces, right? But you don't need 100. Because the thing is that the same people that see it the first time aren't going to be the same people who see it the second time you use it. So you can keep recycling the content. And plus, they have done studies where people need to see things anywhere from 7 to 21 times before it'll stick. So if you've got 50 pieces of tips, right, 21 times is a long time before they actually stick. So I wouldn't worry about it. As long as you're not reusing the same content every 2 or 3 weeks, I would try and stick to 3 to 6 months apart. You should be okay. And then what you do is if you come up with any tips in the meantime, you just add them to the bottom of the list, and then they just become part of your next section. So next time you schedule, you add those ones into the rotation. So that's what I would do when it comes to your page. So for those who are a couple that were asking, hi Belinda, hi Lisa, hi Taylee, they were asking about what to put on there. And you're struggling to decide what to do. So it doesn't all have to be about business. That's what I've learned over the years. Sometimes the things that aren't about business actually get more attention. And if they get more attention, like you can do post the funny meme that you found for the week. That's going to be one that comes up on my page a lot soon. Another one that I do is a poll. Polls seem to be quite popular. And you can put the two gifts in the poll now, or two images, and get people to pick whether they're a dog or a cat person. Or, you know, it, what it does is it gives you an opportunity to learn more about your audience. And then you can actually start to focus your content around the kind of people that are there. So try and come up with creative ideas, and you can Google it, like 50 top ways to keep people engaged, the questions to keep people engaged. And it'll be like, where are you from? What do you do? Do you have kids? You know, are you a dog or a cat person? Are you a tea or a coffee person? You know, all these kind of fun things. And those fun things generate a lot of engagement. And when you generate a lot of engagement on your Facebook page, then the next lot of posts that you post tend to get more reach. So this is why the fun stuff is also important. If you're a spiritual, what I have found is all my readings used to get a lot of engagement. My intuition exercises, not as much. So I've actually taken most of those out in this next 3 months. They used to really drive me insane to actually try and think of and create. They still got quite a lot of engagement, and some would get more than others, and I'll probably throw some into the mix when I feel like it. But this time around, I've actually taken them out, because the thought of when I go, okay, I've got to sit down now and do the intuition exercises, the thought I go, oh. So I'm like, you know what? If I think like that, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to keep doing things that don't make me feel good. So I've taken those out. That's what you got to focus on. What makes you feel good? What do you enjoy? What do your audience enjoy? And throw some fun in there. Throw some fun facts about you. Throw some, you know, candid stuff in there. You know, it doesn't all have to be professional, and the more less professional, actually, the more your audience actually feels like they connect. So I mean, you can go out and you can get all your professional photos, and there's no problem with that, but don't use them all the time, because they can't always connect with those, right? Because they can't find that commonality that they need in order to connect to you, to want to reach out so that they can work with you. So if you are constantly using all your photo shoot photos, people then see this separation gap and think that you're no longer approachable. So keep that in mind when you're using any photos that you're using of yourself on the platforms. Just do a mix, all right? It doesn't have to be all professional. You'll find that you'll actually reach a lot more people if you let them in. So it doesn't always have to be professional. Just let them into you. Give them a bit of the back behind the scenes. So they're the kind of tips that I would give you about creating content. I would ask questions to try and get people to engage. And anything that you think that, even like I did yesterday, just going, hey, what do you want to learn? And I'll come on and give you a quick lesson on what you need. And if you do that and ask the question, then follow through. So that's the only thing that I can tell you. So definitely schedule as much as you can, because it takes a lot of the pressure off. So I schedule for 3 months at a time, and I do that because I work part-time, and I work part-time during school terms. So when during the school term, I don't really have a lot of energy left. All my energy goes to my family and my clients, my VIP clients and my group clients. And one outside of that, I don't have a lot of extra energy left to do the content stuff, because I find that can get a little bit draining, only because it's so process driven, right? It's so monotonous. It doesn't always inspire me, because, you know, it's like it's a task. It has to be done. And it brings you, when you're working with clients, you kind of go up a few notches in your energy levels. So when you have to then come back and do all your scheduling and all your content, that kind of goes, I'm up here working with clients. Oh, hold on a second. I've got to come back down here into the real world and do all of the things. right? So every school holidays, my kids begrudgingly give me some time and I schedule for the next entire school term. So I do that so that I don't have to worry about it during the term. And you can do that in your Facebook group. You can also, you can schedule actually only up to about 6 or 7 weeks in a Facebook group. And you can also schedule up to 6 months on a Facebook page. Now, you can schedule Instagram. You can use a program I use later, is the program I use. And you can actually schedule content onto Instagram as well. And it'll automatically post for you. So I do that as well. That I can only do about a month in advance. So I try and schedule as much as possible so that I don't have to bring my energy down as much as I used to. And what I do is I find it works really, really well. But because I have it all in the spreadsheet, or like I said, you can use Trello, Asana, or anything. I have all my promo copies in one tab. I have all my freebies in one tab. I have all my tips in one tab, all my blogs in another one, and everything's all in there. And I've got a summary page that goes, right, you know, my Facebook group here, these are the theme days, my page, this is what I aim for, what kind of content I deliver on each day, so that I then have an idea. And when you have an idea and a theme for each day for your page and your group, it makes it really easy for your mind to come up with the information. And, you know, this is what I want to do on Instagram. So I have a little kind of summary of all the things that I'm trying to do everywhere so that it's not stuck in here. And when it's stuck in here, it takes space away from trying to create. So when it's all in that spreadsheet and it's doing all of the things, then it means that I don't actually have to physically try and create anything. Everything's already there. If I have a burst of inspiration and I want to create something, I can do that. And then I add it to the spreadsheet, so I've got it to move forward. And I never had the spreadsheet at the beginning, to be honest. So don't beat yourself up about not having a planner. I didn't have it at the beginning. And I'm kicking myself because I was an Excel queen then too. But I should have done it a long, long time ago. Because then I had to go and find all of my tips in every group that I was in. I had to go and search and find them all. And I had to go and then put them all in the spreadsheet. And I had to find all my promo posts and put them all in the spreadsheet. And, you know, creating it after the fact takes a lot more time than creating it as you go. So just keep that in mind. Now, do you have any questions while I'm here? Anyone? If you don't have any questions, I'm going to jump off because I need to do another quick video on a different topic. All right, awesome. So there's no questions. If there is, you can pop them down below and we'll talk about it after. Okay, have a great day. Bye.